At 13 years old, Rashad has already had two courses of radiotherapy. At first, he went into remission, but the cancer came back, and the treatments have had a serious impact on his health.
He was very shaky, could barely walk, really, and he lost the feeling down his right side. His speech as well went... He found it very difficult to speak and to be able to communicate with us, but, yeah, it's slowly coming back.
His family believes proton therapy could have targeted his cancer more effectively, so they started raising money because Rashad didn't meet NHS criteria. The treatment's expensive and was only available abroad, but that's about to change as construction begins on the first UK clinic. The treatment has already gained national attention when the parents of Asher King took their son out of the country for proton therapy. This clinic in Prague treated the little boy with a beam which reduces damage to healthy tissue whilst targeting the tumour.
Currently, the NHS are paying for patients to go overseas. They're using centres in America and Switzerland in order to do that. This means that all of the patients will be seen in the UK.
A number of UK clinics are set to open. The first private centre in Newport, which starts construction today, will open by the end of the year. It means costs could fall for the NHS as patients no longer have to be sent abroad, although the centre hasn't yet set its prices.
He couldn't even hold the racket before, and now he's there.
In case the cancer comes back, Rashad's family have continued to raise money for proton therapy. Now, though, they'll be able to stay in the UK. But for this keen tennis player, there's only one goal on his mind.
You're going to be back to the tennis?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what do you ultimately want to do?
Win the French Open.
Very good, very good.
Tom Platt, Sky News.